like a playground after a rain. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Let it proclaim that kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away, but there's something that name. Whoa, whoa, whoa. My Jesus, Jesus. Something, how many of y'all know that about that name? He's my master, my savior, and just like a fragrance after a rain. Jesus, I'm talking about Mary's baby. Jesus. Heaven and earth, let it proclaim that kings and kingdoms, they shall all away, but there's something about that name. There is something that name. There is something about, there's just something about the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I don't know if Sister Kennedy was looking at the game yesterday, but I looked at the Heritage Bowl and I was rooting for HU. But HU came up about 5 points short. in that Heritage Bowl yesterday, and Florida A&M, who played a magnificent game, beat them. But I was still rooting. Amen. I was still rooting. Amen. You may be seated. Be seated. I started, y'all probably looking at this chair and looking at me and wondering what in the world is going on. Can y'all see me? I wanted to get this thing up a little bit higher. There you go. I guess it'll stay there. God is good. Oh, they got one more? Oh, please, yeah, by all means, come on. Y'all sing. I'm going to sit right here.
They don't.
You sure? All right. I wanted to let them sing. On last week, we looked at John 10:10. John 10:10. And it said that the thief comes not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. And he said that I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And we tagged that, why did Jesus come? In other words, why did Jesus come to this earth? Everybody's getting together right now. They are making plans, celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A lot of them just going to get together with friends and families, but I don't believe that we really understand why Jesus, why did he have to come to this earth? Amen. And I said that were three reasons. I shared one with you last week, so I'm not going to go over it, but I do want to at least mention it. I said the first reason why he came, and that was to identify the goals of the thief. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
There is a thief
who really wants to steal
your joy. He wants to steal your
happiness.
He wants to kill your spiritual motivation. And he certainly wants to destroy you. I mentioned last week that that thief comes to do three things, and that is to steal your joy. And when I mentioned that one about joy, I said that he'll make you believe that joy comes from fame, it comes from money, it comes from drugs, it comes from alcohol, illicit sex. And so the thief comes to steal your joy. And since we are embarking upon a new election year where we are going to be voting for some high-ranking people, the thief is not just coming to steal your joy. Included in that, there are some folk who wants to steal your, praise God, Social Security. Let me just make sure I make it plain. There are some folks that want to steal your Social Security. There are some folks who want to steal your affordable health care plan. Amen. And there's certainly some who wants to steal. Let me see all the veterans in here.
Amen.
There are some folks that's vying for office who wants to steal some of your veterans' benefits. So all I just want to tell us to make sure that this year, as we think about this election that's coming up, that you keep those things in the back of your head, because that's all a part of this thief who coming to
to steal your joy. But I also mentioned that the thief wants to what? He wants to kill your spiritual motivation. Amen. I really mean that. He'll tell you such things as that you don't have to go to church. You don't have to go to church, and they'll bring up all of this stuff about a gospel of inclusion, meaning that you don't really have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, because everybody is going to be saved. And I often wonder, people who carry those views, obviously they believe in heaven, but they don't believe in hell, because I've listened at them. And I can't see how in the world you could believe in heaven if you don't believe in hell. Can I say that again? I just can't see how you can believe in heaven and not believe in hell. Because when you start espousing a gospel of inclusion, then there's a whole bunch of scripture that we got to throw out, we got to take out of the Word of God. Amen? Praise God, because the scripture still says that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord is going to be saved. And it still tells us that we have to confess, praise God, our sins, and believe that Jesus Christ, praise God, died, and that he rose again. And he said, and if upon your confession, praise God, your salvation would be secured. And I also mentioned the fact that there's a new thing going around, praise God, about tithing. Yes. Amen. Yes, I might as well just throw it on out there. You know, they got folks talking about, man, you don't, that's tithing is some fella that got up and say now that he's made a mistake. He preached tithing all of his life. And then all of a sudden, praise God, thank you, all of a sudden he made a mistake. Well, the Bible still says, praise God, that we are to give tithes. Tithes are the way that you get your blessings. And the sad thing about this young man who's said that he made a mistake, I look at all of the stuff that he has accumulated through folks giving their tithes under his ministry. But he's not the only one. There's others who are espousing this craziness. And that's just a part of this thief who's trying to steal your spiritual motivation. And again, last one, I said that he wants to destroy your relationship. Wants to destroy your relationship with God and also with other people. Amen. You wake up mad in the morning. Yeah. Don't even know why. Yeah. Go through the day. Mad. Don't know why. Go eat a big meal at Golden Corral. Leave the meal mad. Amen. Don't want to get, can't get along with nobody. That's just a part of this thief that's trying to steal your relationship. Doesn't want you to have a relationship with God. And of course, if he doesn't want you to have a relationship with God, don't want you to have a relationship with God, people.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome, until redeeming.